Evolution can occur over timescales that we can witness. This is called contemporary evolution, and there's a great example of it with Darwin's finches, who were studied for years in the Galapagos by Peter and Rosemary Grant. In 1976, on the island of Daphne, there was a population of 751 birds on the island, and they had a distribution of beak depth shown on the top graph. So this is a typical frequency trait curve, and you can see that the mean beak depth was about 9.5 millimeters. In 1997, there was a very strong drought in Galapagos, and many plants died. The few plants that survived and went on to reproduce were those with larger seeds that were less prone to drying out during the drought. Food was scarce, so many birds died as well. When the Grants measured the beaks of the 90 survivors the following year, they found that the average beak depth had increased significantly to 10 millimeters. They reasoned that because larger seeds were better able to survive the drought, this produced a biotic selection pressure that favored birds with larger beaks. This is an example of evolution via directional selection, occurring just over a couple of years. Of course, if there were a couple of really wet years following the drought, the size of the birds' beaks could get smaller again. The point is that evolution is constantly occurring as the gene pool of a population wobbles around the environmental conditions that are presented. Note in this example that both the plants and the birds were subjected to rapid directional selection. What were the selective forces in each case? Were they abiotic or biotic? See if you can think about this for a while before advancing to the next slide.